Today, I'm thrilled to welcome Tony Sheng, the former VP of Finance at Urban Electronic Corp and previously a principal at CPE, CITIC Private Equity. But today, we are diving into a role far more significant than his corporate title, the role of a father. In this episode, we will begin with Tony's journey from China to Stanford Grad School of Business and discuss how that experience led him to a deeper understanding of himself. We will then explore the reflections and inner growth he experienced while raising his children, and how his relationship with them had reshaped his relationship with himself. Finally, we discuss the importance of individuality in the world of rapid advancing towards artificial general intelligence. If you're enjoying today's episode, be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever you listen, and leave us a review. We love hearing from you, and we read every comments. This episode is brought to you by ThinkMind, your personalized AI-powered leadership coach designed to empower you with self-awareness. Ever feel stuck, unable to apply leadership tips you've learned from coaches, books, or video, especially during those difficult conversations? Or maybe you've caught yourself letting emotion taking over, saying yes too often when you didn't mean to, and rushing into decisions? If those sounds familiar, ThinkMind is here for you. Using cutting-edge technology, ThinkMind helps you recognize those tendencies and give you the tool to lead with clarity and confidence for your team, and most importantly, for yourself. Ready to level up your leadership? Check the show notes below to sign up. The original podcast is in Mandarin. However, I believe the content is valuable for anyone who is interested in leadership and self-awareness. The coming audio overview is generated by Google's Notebook LM and verified by human. If you would like to listen to Mandarin, the link is in the show notes below. Enjoy.
All right. So today we're gonna really dive deep into something that I think is super relevant to like everyone listening. You know, how do we stay uniquely us? You know, in a world where AI is like increasingly doing a lot of the thinking for us. You know?
Yeah, it's like AI is everywhere now, right? Yeah. It's like in our phones, it's in our cars, it's like, it's even writing our emails for us sometimes.
And it's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild. And I think it really begs the question, like, you know, how do we cultivate our own individuality?
Yeah.
When, you know, AI is like taking over all these like rote tasks.
Right.
And we're going to look at this through the lens of this awesome conversation that we had with Tony Shan.
Yes.
He went from like finance in China to Silicon Valley and had these like huge aha moments along the way, especially as a dad, which we'll get into later.
And what's so fascinating about Tony's story is that it kind of highlights this growing tension between like embracing individuality and this like rapidly evolving technological landscape.
Yeah, like it's almost like AI is pushing us to become more human.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's a great way to put it, because as AI gets better at all those repetitive tasks, all those analytical things that we used to do,
right,
are uniquely human skills, those become even more valuable.
Okay.
You know, like creativity, empathy, critical thinking, you know, those are the things that AI can't replicate, at least not yet.
AI is a huge part of that environment now.
Absolutely.
But, you know, speaking of like shifting gears and like reshaping our thinking, mm-hmm. Tony dropped this tooth bomb on us. He said, unlearning is the starting point of learning.
Ooh, I love that.
Like, what did he mean by that?
Well, he was talking about how real personal growth often starts with letting go of those old beliefs and habits that aren't serving us anymore.
Yeah.
You know, those things that are actually holding us back from reaching our full potential.
Like what?
Well, think about it like clinging to outdated ideas of success or, you know, those limiting beliefs that we've been carrying around for years.
Yeah.
Those can actually prevent us from seeing new possibilities, from embracing new ways of thinking.
And he's speaking from experience, right?
Oh, absolutely.
He talks about going to Stanford,
yeah,
and then landing in Silicon Valley, where that whole work-life balance thing was like a total mind shift from what he was used to.
It was a culture shock for sure.
Yeah.
You know, he had to unlearn that like ingrained do more mentality,
right, yeah,
which, let's be honest, a lot of us are struggling with.
So true.
Especially with all these AI-powered productivity tools, you know?
Right.
Constantly pushing us to optimize and achieve and be more efficient.
It's like they never want us to rest.
It makes you wonder though, right?
Yeah. Are we letting AI dictate our pace? Are we letting it define what success looks like?
That's a really good question.
Like, are we becoming slaves to the algorithm in a way?
Whoa, I hadn't even thought about it like that.
Yeah, it's something to consider for sure.
So unlearning those old ways of thinking can really help us adapt to this new AI landscape. But it's not just about our work lives, is it?
Not at all.
Tony's experience as a dad brings up this like whole other layer of this unlearning thing.
Totally. He saw similar patterns in his son that he recognized from his own childhood.
Wow.
You know, his son would get overwhelmed by choices and was super sensitive to setbacks. Does that sound familiar to any parents out there?
Oh, yeah.
It's like those tendencies were like hardwired, you know?
Interesting.
Despite being raised in totally different environments.
It's almost like our kids are like little mirrors.
Yeah.
Reflecting back those parts of ourselves that we might not even realize are still there.
It's true. And that makes Tony's point about parents needing to unlearn even more relevant, you know?
We can't just impose our own baggage on the next generation, can we?
No, definitely not.
It's about recognizing and respecting that children are individuals, too.
Right.
With their own unique traits and ways of learning and growing.
Yeah.
So instead of trying to force them into a mold, maybe we should be focusing on creating space for them to discover who they truly are.
It's about, like, guiding them, not dictating their path.
Exactly.
Which makes me think about Tony's story about his son struggling with grades.
Oh, yeah.
Even though Tony himself had moved away from that definition of success.
Right. It's a powerful anecdote because it shows how deeply ingrained these societal pressures can be, even when we try to do things differently.
And it makes you wonder about the role of schools in all of this.
Right.
You know, Tony observed how the education system, while great at grabbing attention and teaching discipline, can sometimes overshadow that pure joy of learning.
Yeah, it's like schools are designed for the world before AI.
Right.
Where memorizing facts and following instructions was the key to success.
But now AI can do all that for us.
Exactly. So where does that leave us?
Right.
Where does that leave our kids?
That's a really good question.
Like, what skills do they need to thrive in this new world?
Yeah. What do you think about that, listener?
Have you noticed these same patterns in your own life or in the lives of your children?
You know, what kind of unlearning do you think is needed to really thrive in this like AI-powered world?
We'd love to hear your thoughts. It's kind of cool how this whole unlearning thing ties back to embracing individuality in the AI age, you know?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Like AI might actually be pushing us to be more ourselves.
Yeah.
Like if it's going to handle all the stuff we used to do, it frees us up to focus on what makes us unique.
Exactly. Like it's forcing us to ask, what am I good at that a machine can't do?
Right.
And those answers, those strengths and passions, that's the key to thriving in this new world.
It's like finding your superpower.
He wasn't afraid to embrace all those different sides of himself.
So it's not just unlearning those old beliefs. It's discovering and embracing parts of ourselves we might have been ignoring.
Almost like rediscovering our humanity in the face of all this tech.
Heavy stuff.
Oh.
But important. And it makes me think about finding your people. You know, your support system.
Oh, yeah. Tony talked about how crucial that is, having those people who get you, encourage you to be yourself.
Especially when you're figuring out your place in this crazy AI world.
It makes all the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And those communities can be anywhere, online groups, meetups, even just a few close friends.
As long as you feel safe to be used, you experiment, explore new ideas.
It's about finding your tribe.
You know what's funny? Tony said marital relationships can be harder than parent-child ones in this way.
Really?
Yeah. He said family bonds are so strong, but with a partner, there's more choice involved.
Interesting point. He's not saying one's better, but both need effort, communication, a willingness to embrace each other's individuality.
It's acknowledging the other person as a complete individual with their own needs and desires.
And that applies to all relationships, not just romantic ones.
Like in the workplace?
Mm-hmm.
Think how important that is now, with AI changing how we work.
Being able to communicate, collaborate, understand different perspectives, those are essential skills in the AI age.
And they all come back to respecting the individuality of those around us.
It's like AI is forcing us to level up our human skills.
Which reminds me of something else. Tony said this potential for an existential crisis in the AI age.
Oh, yeah.
So people are freaking out about their relevance, you know.
Like, what's my purpose if a robot can do my job better?
It's understandable. AI is advancing so fast. But I love how Tony addressed this.
What did he say?
He said, if you're going to be replaced anyway, why not spend time doing what you love, what makes you your?
It's like flipping the script on AI anxiety.
Right. Don't focus on what AI can do. Focus on what you want to do.
And that's where embracing individuality is huge. Finding your unique contribution, even if AI can't replicate it. It's empowering, reclaiming our agency in the face of all this disruption.
AI doesn't have to be a threat to our humanity. it can be a catalyst for us to become more ourselves.
Totally.
It's funny, we started talking about how AI makes us more individualistic, but now it's like it's making us more human, more connected.
It's a paradox.
Maybe that's the point. Maybe AI shows us these seemingly opposite things. Individuality and connection. Technology and humanity are intertwined.
Like they need each other.
So how do we do that?
Yeah.
Cultivate our individuality, embrace our humanity, and navigate this new world in a way that feels good.
Well, Tony had some ideas. He talked about being proactive, seeking out diverse perspectives.
Like expanding your horizons.
Yeah, and making time for reflection to process everything that's happening.
Like hitting pause so you can really absorb it all.
And of course, building that support system, finding your tribe.
So it's not waiting for AI to shape our lives, it's actively shaping our own destinies.
Taking ownership of our individuality, our humanity, and our future.
We have a choice in how we respond to this tech revolution.
Be fearful or be curious.
Ooh.
Creative, courageous.
What do you think, listener? How are you navigating all of this?
How are you finding your own strengths and passions in this tech-driven world?
You know, it's kind of crazy to think about. Like, we're really in this huge moment of change right now.
Yeah.
Like, AI is making us rethink everything.
Mm-hmm.
How we work. How we learn, how we connect with each other, even like how we see ourselves.
It's like we're on the verge of something totally new and we're all trying to figure out where we fit in.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's why Tony's story is so powerful. You know,
yeah.
He's not just talking about adapting to AI. He's using it as a way to grow and learn about himself.
And he gave us some really good advice on how to do that.
Yeah.
One thing that stuck with me was being open to different perspectives.
Right.
Like when he moved to the U.S., he saw a whole new way of thinking about things.
It's like you said before, breaking out of your bubble and realizing there's so much more out there.
Totally. And all those different perspectives can be really helpful, especially with AI changing so fast.
That's like getting a bigger picture.
Yeah. Yeah. More colors on your palette. The more perspectives you have, the better you understand the world.
And then you can come up with better solutions, more creative ideas.
And make deeper connections with people.
It all comes back to that unlearning thing.
Right. To really unlearn, you got to be open to new ideas, new ways of doing things.
Like shaking up your snow globe.
I love that.
But being open to new ideas is just the beginning, right?
Mm.
Tony also talked about how important it is to take time to think.
Yeah. To reflect on what's happening.
It's so easy to get caught up in all the noise and busyness of life, you know?
Totally. But if you step back, disconnect for a bit, that's when you can really process things.
Like hitting pause so you can really understand what you're watching.
And it doesn't have to be some big formal thing.
Right.
Just take a few minutes each day to journal, meditate, go for a walk, even just sit in silence.
It's about finding that space to reconnect with yourself.
Yeah. Figure out what really matters to you in the midst of all the craziness.
And once you've done that, once you know what's important to you, that's when you can start building your support system.
Your tribe.
Tony talked a lot about surrounding yourself with people who get you, who support you, and who challenge you to be better.
Because this whole AI thing can be pretty overwhelming, you know?
Definitely. It can feel lonely too.
But having people who believe in you, who encourage you that, can make all the difference.
Like having a team of Sherpas guiding you up a mountain.
I like that. And those Sherpas can be anyone, family, friends, colleagues, online communities, even mentors.
It's about finding people you connect with on a deeper level.
But those connections don't just happen magically.
No.
It takes effort. You got to be willing to put yourself out there to be vulnerable.
It's about being real with each other.
Sharing your struggles and your successes and supporting each other along the way.
It's knowing that we're all in this together, figuring out this new world.
We need each other to succeed.
So it's like we're creating something amazing together.
Yeah, like weaving a tapestry.
That's a great way to put it. So how do we stay true to ourselves in this world where AI is everywhere?
Maybe it's about embracing both sides, you know?
What do you mean?
Individuality and connection, technology and humanity.
Finding a way to make them work together.
Exactly.
It's realizing that AI isn't the enemy. It's just a tool.
And we get to decide how we use it.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm feeling hopeful. You know,
yeah.
AI has its challenges,
mm-hmm.
but it also has so much potential.
So much potential.
To change how we live, how we connect with each other, and how we create a better future.
A future that works for everyone.
It's an invitation to step up, to embrace who we are, and to build that future together.
A future that honors both our humanity and all this amazing technology.
I'm excited to be a part of it. Thanks for joining us on this journey.
And keep those conversations going.
We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.
Thank you for staying with us at the end of the show. If you would like to reach our guest, the contact info is in the show note below. See you next time.